Good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. Apostle Paul is writing to the church at Ephesus. He says, I pray that you may know his incomparably great power for us who believe. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, like a proud parent, our Heavenly Father loves it when we carry out impossible things by His power and for His glory. And when you live in raw reliance upon His power, you will do things that otherwise cannot be done. When you think about it, in and of ourselves, we are incapable of loving God, right? We cannot fabricate love for Him. We can just respond to His love for us. Knowing this sets us free. Religion focuses on doing things for God, but true Christianity is all about receiving what Christ has done for us on the cross. What we do for God is a reflection and a response to what He has done for us. And let me tell you, my dear brothers and sisters, we all love miracles, don't we? We just dislike being in a circumstance where we need one. But that is a precondition. You will never experience the power of God until you are in a situation that requires it. If you want to be filled with His Spirit, step into a situation that requires His power. Pursue a God-ordained dream you cannot achieve in your own strength and wisdom. That's why Apostle Paul writes, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know His incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength He exerted when He raised Jesus Christ from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly realms. Verses 18 to 20. My dear brothers and sisters, today, God wants you to experience His incomparably great power in your life. When you have His Spirit, you are endued with power from on high. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have added into our lives. We are grateful to you. We are thankful to you, Abba. We praise you, O Lord, because you never fail, you never change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You are an awesome God, a glorious God, a powerful God, a God who never, O Lord God Almighty, disappoints His people. When we put our trust in you, when we use your name to cast out demons, we see results. When we lay hands on the sick, we see results. Hallelujah. Lord, that you have given us the power to raise the dead, to heal the sick, to cause the lame to walk, the blind to see, the dumb to speak. Hallelujah. I pray, help us to believe in that incomparably great power of God that lives within us. Today, I pray for your flock as they step out into the jobs, into the businesses, and running the errands for the day. Bless them and be with them and uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them because they are yours. I thank you, Lord. I also lift up the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Father. I send forth your word of healing and wholeness to prevail right now, right here, in the mighty name of Jesus. For by your wounds and by your stripes, your word tells us that we were healed and made whole. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.